Have you ever felt like the history you were taught was sanitized? Like a Hollywood movie, scrubbed clean of the inconvenient truths? That's because it often is. We're fed a narrative of American exceptionalism, a straight line from triumph to triumph. But what about the shadows lurking behind that facade? What about the stories buried under the rug? Oliver Stone and Peter Kuznick dared to brush away the dust and reveal a different story in their compelling book, The Untold History of the United States. This isn't just about forgotten facts. It's about challenging the very foundation of the narratives we've been told. Are you ready to question everything you thought you knew? The Untold History doesn't pull any punches. It confronts the narrative of American exceptionalism head on. You know the one, the shining city on a hill, a beacon of freedom and democracy. We've all been taught this simplified version of our past, one that glosses over the complexities and contradictions. But this sanitized version of history prevents us from understanding how the rest of the world sees us. Stone and Kuznick delve into the American century, a term coined by publisher Henry Luce, who envisioned an era of undisputed American dominance. But there was another vision, a counter-narrative offered by then-Vice President Henry Wallace. He called for a century of the common man, an era of peace and shared prosperity. Sadly, the decades following World War II looked a lot more like Luce's vision and less like Wallace's. This book forces us to confront the darker aspects of our history, particularly our tendency towards empire building. Stone and Kuznick challenge us to look in the mirror and ask, have we strayed from our founding ideals? They ask tough questions about our massive military presence around the globe, our unparalleled military spending, our nuclear arsenal, and the stark socioeconomic disparities within our own borders. John Quincy Adams, a man who knew a thing or two about American power, warned against the United States becoming the dictatress of the world. This book, in many ways, is an attempt to reclaim the very ideals Adams held dear. Now, the idea of American imperialism is a contentious one. Those on the left have long critiqued it. Conservatives, traditionally, have denied any imperial ambitions. But neoconservatives? They've openly embraced the idea of America as a righteous empire. Even historian Paul Kennedy, who once argued that the U.S. was in decline due to imperial overreach, changed his tune after witnessing the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan. He compared the might of the American military to the Roman legions, the Mongol hordes, even the British Empire at its peak, concluding that there's simply no comparison. We are, militarily speaking, in a league of our own. But here's the catch. American imperialism doesn't look like empires of the past. We don't have vast colonies or directly control huge swaths of territory. Instead, our dominance has historically been economic, secured through military force when necessary. Today, that control manifests as a sprawling empire of bases, scattered across the globe, acting as modern-day colonies. The Untold History doesn't offer easy answers, but it equips us with the knowledge to ask the right questions. It challenges us to reconcile with our past and consider a different path for the United States in the 21st century. Now let's talk about a phrase that cuts to the heart of this book's thesis. War is a racket. These aren't the words of some fringe pacifist. No. These words were spoken by a man who knew war firsthand, a decorated war hero, General Smedley Butler. Butler, a 2-time Medal of Honor recipient, served in numerous U.S. military interventions throughout the early 20th century. He saw firsthand the horrors of war, but he also saw something else, something deeply disturbing. He saw how war was often used not to protect American lives or ideals, but to further the interests of corporations and wealthy elites. In his scathing critique, War is a Racket, Butler exposed the underbelly of American foreign policy. He argued that wars were often manufactured, conflicts engineered to benefit a select few at the expense of countless lives and taxpayer dollars. Think about that for a moment. A highly decorated military leader calling war a racket. This wasn't some conspiracy theory. This was a man blowing the whistle on what he saw as a deeply corrupt system. Stone and Kuznick used Butler's words as a lens through which to examine the history of U.S. foreign policy. Particularly in the 20th century, they argue that while not every conflict can be reduced to a simple equation of profit, the influence of corporate interests and the military-industrial complex on American foreign policy is undeniable. And this brings us to another critical point, the cost of maintaining such a massive military machine. The United States spends more on its military than any other country in the world, more than the next 7 highest spending nations combined. Think about that. This exorbitant spending comes at a price, not just in terms of taxpayer dollars, but also in terms of opportunity cost. Imagine if even a fraction of that money was redirected towards education, healthcare, or infrastructure. Imagine the kind of society we could build. Stone and Kuznick are asking us to confront a difficult truth. The U.S. has become addicted to war and militarism. It's time we break this addiction and find a new way forward, a path that prioritizes peace, diplomacy, and the well-being of all people, not just the profits of a few. The Untold History doesn't shy away from controversy. In fact, it dives headfirst into some of the most hotly debated events of the 20th century. Take the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the standard narrative. The bombings were a tragic necessity, a last resort to end the war and save lives. But Stone and Kuznick encourage us to question this narrative. They present evidence suggesting that Japan was already on the verge of surrender, that the bombings were not the only option, and that the horrific human cost, the hundreds of thousands killed and the generations affected by radiation, demands a more nuanced understanding. They also challenge the traditional narrative of the Cold War. Were we really on the brink of nuclear annihilation, locked in an existential struggle against the evil empire? Or was there more nuance to the story? Stone and Kuznick highlight the role of U.S. actions in escalating tensions, from our own nuclear proliferation to our support for anti-communist regimes with appalling human rights records. They argue that the Cold War, while presented as a fight for freedom, often led the U.S. to support repressive dictatorships and undermine democratically elected governments, all in the name of containing communism. This is where the real depth of the untold history shines through. It's not just about presenting alternative facts. It's about revealing the hidden connections, the inconvenient truths, the complexities that are often glossed over in traditional historical accounts. And as we delve deeper into the Cold War era, Stone and Kuznick introduce us to figures like Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran and Jacobo Arbenz in Guatemala. These names might not be familiar to everyone, but their stories are crucial to understanding the true cost of U.S. foreign policy during the Cold War. Both Mossadegh and Arbenz were democratically elected leaders who were overthrown in CIA-backed coups, all because their policies were deemed threatening to U.S. economic or political interests. These events, often relegated to footnotes in history books, speak volumes about the true nature of American power in the 20th century. One of the most compelling aspects of the untold history is its exploration of the road not taken, the paths we could have chosen but didn't. Remember Henry Wallace, FDR's vice president who advocated for a century of the common man? He's a recurring figure in the book, a symbol of what could have been. Stone and Kuznick argue that after World War II, the U.S. had a unique opportunity to create a more just and equitable world order. Wallace, for example, urged Truman to cooperate with the Soviet Union, not engage in an arms race. He envisioned a world where cooperation, not conflict, defined international relations. But instead of heeding Wallace's warnings, the U.S. chose a different path, one defined by Cold War paranoia, military buildup, and interventionism. This decision, they argue, has had far-reaching consequences, shaping the world we live in today. The book also examines pivotal moments in the civil rights movement, highlighting figures like Paul Robeson and W.E. B. Du Bois, who challenged not only racial injustice at home, but also the hypocrisy of fighting for freedom abroad while denying it to millions within our own borders. Imagine a United States that had fully embraced the ideals of equality and justice espoused by these visionaries. How might our history have unfolded differently? How might our world look today? Stone and Kuznick don't shy away from these difficult questions. They force us to confront the missed opportunities, the moments when we could have chosen a more just and humane path. And by doing so, they challenge us to imagine a different future, one where the lessons of our past can guide us towards a better tomorrow. Thanks so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button for more content like this. I love hearing from you, so drop a comment below and let's keep the conversation going. Share this video with your friends to help spread the word. See you in the next one.